Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. In October alone, 5 officers have been killed, 3 here in California. The murderers of these police officers are exactly the types of criminals Proposition 57 seeks to release back into our communities. Who's going to interact with these criminals who benefit from an early release? That could be anyone, anywhere, at any time. But one thing is certain. Our women and men in uniform will be face to face with these offenders. Los Angeles County Sheriff Sergeant Steve Owen, Palm Springs officers Jose Vega and Leslie Zerbini met their deaths from 2 criminals who had been in and out of prison. How much crime is an average Californian expected to accept while we experiment at the ballot box? It's a basic human right not to live under the siege and tyranny of criminals. Over and over again, Californians are faced with ballot measures to improve the lives of convicted criminals disguised as crime prevention and/or public safety. This November is no different. In support of Proposition 57, the San Francisco Chronicle described it as an opportunity to, quote, encourage nonviolent offenders to use their prison time to improve themselves, close quote. That sounds so simple, so idyllic, that nonviolent offenders will now participate in rehabilitative programs because finally there's an incentive to do so. Proponents would have you believe that now misguided thieves, rapists, and burglars will get that missing message that will put them back on the straight and narrow. In some cases, this will be successful. Unfortunately, for many career criminals who would be freed early under this proposition, it will not work. Victims of crime generally have 2 questions for a deputy district attorney. How many times will I have to come to court? And when is he or she going to get out? If Prop 57 passes, no district attorney in the state will be able to answer that second question by relying on what sentence the judge has imposed. The answer will depend on how crowded the prison is. It will depend on what the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation recommends. And it will depend on the defendant's participation in programs. Yes, it will give the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation the constitutional authority to reduce sentences for good behavior. Part of the bamboozling of the public is the packaging of this proposition is giving the opportunity for reform to nonviolent offenders. Here are some of the crimes that would be covered. Rape by intoxication, rape of an unconscious person, human trafficking involving sex with minors, drive-by shootings, assault with a deadly weapon. All covered, along with many more, in this proposition. This is bad law. Please vote no on Prop 57 for all our sakes. This is Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.